Some of the most beautiful places on earth are where majestic blue mountains tower over green forests that open a curtain to the shivering bend of a babbling brook. It seems to want to just curl you up in its arms. But babbling brooks can become rivers. And rivers can rage. Their power, the speed and destructive force, it can be deceiving. Have you ever recently felt the forces in life pushing you over? Are you battling against life's currents? Well, the metaphor here is thick with comparisons for you. How something peaceful and calm can suddenly turn powerful and catastrophic almost without notice. You may not even be aware of the unseen forces that push against you. Well, this meditation from Isaiah chapter 43 will walk you through the divine tension between those different moments of peace and then panic. It will help you receive the blessing of God's grace to weather the storms. But begin now by settling into where you are. Just sit comfortably, quiet and still. Begin to close your eyes or keep them open in a soft focus for now. It doesn't matter. But intentionally start to become aware of the blessings of God, His Spirit, and His Son present in and around you. Continue on by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of your grace. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. And Jesus said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness." So, Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of your grace. Jesus said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you." And in that, therefore, I will then boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses. And Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of your grace. And Jesus said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, that my power will rest upon you." And Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of your grace. Spend a few moments now receiving God, accepting His grace, and welcoming His Spirit. As you become more aware of God in the present, begin to take note of what you feel in His presence. Where is His grace? Take note, too, of how you react to being rescued. Be alert to how your body responds with Him near. Where is His mercy? Stay there centering for a minute. Your mind will most certainly drift, and that's fine. Please don't judge yourself. In fact, I give you permission to let your mind wander. But when you do, simply take note of the wandering and then use it as a cue to return without effort to thoughts of God's grace. whispering, "Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of your grace." Allow those words to be your centering prayer. And now, start to become even more intentionally aware of God's blessings, alert to His Spirit, and mindful of Christ now through your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes as you breathe. And don't breathe from your chest, but from your stomach. When we panic, we often gasp from our chest, like when you panic about falling over in the river. So instead, take full, slow breaths from your abdomen. Feel your stomach rise and fall as you breathe in and then fall with a cleansing exhale. As you inhale and exhale, you may think of words of safety or rescue, or just be silent and still as you breathe. Take a minute now to be present with God and aware of your breathing, the breath of God. Continue as you receive His blessing through the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. Listen for this benediction from Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2 from the New Living Translation. Listen for the blessing of God's grace, mercy, and care, even in the midst of the raging water. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. What did you hear? What about it makes you most grateful? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest in the same blessing from God to you. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the New International Version. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. you are mine. And when you pass through the waters, I will still be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. What in that passage brought you the deepest peace? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen once again now from the New International Reader's Version. You will pass through deep waters, but I will be with you. You will pass through the rivers, but their waters will not sweep over you. You will walk through fire, but you will not be burned. The flames will not harm you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you most want to communicate with God now in this time of silent contemplation? Well, allow this next minute to be yours, a gift to you. Just approach Him now. Engage Him with your mind and your heart in a way that stirs up your thoughts and emotions. He is waiting. Waiting for you in the midst of the water. Use your divine imagination and creativity for a moment. I want you to imagine stepping into the brook. Is it cold? How far do you sink in? To your ankles? To your knees or to your waist? Is the bottom smooth or lined with slippery stones? Feel the force of the water pressing against you. Now look up. See Christ extending His hand to you. Remember, He can walk on water. As He reaches down towards you, what do you see in His eyes? And what does He see in yours? For this next minute, consider how you are encountering Him in the blessing of His mercy, care, and grace. you close your time, return once more to your breathing, breathing out fear, and breathing in God's divine blessing of grace. Remember, today you have the opportunity to both receive and share, to receive God's blessing and then share it with others. Be mindful of how God may use you to bless and show His grace to others that you meet, perhaps in the midst of raging waters. You're welcome to stay here for a moment and rest with God in the music, but when you're ready, and only when you're ready, step into your life fully expecting a word of blessing from God. Expect to encounter His grace. Now receive this prayer of benediction to remember that when you go through deep waters, He will be with you. And when you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. And when you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. So may you know the love of Christ, the direction of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the blessings of God as they were, are now, and forever shall be. Amen.